A popular Outcast production.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of What the Hell with Nathan Prell. I'd just like to say that I appreciate you coming back every week, and there are many ways that you can help make this show better. First, you can give me your feedback, what works, what doesn't, and what are topics or segments that you'd like to hear. You can tweet at the podcast at WTH_Prell, or to me at TheNathanPrell on Twitter. You can also comment on Facebook or at the site www.whatthehell.popularoutcasts.com. And while you're there, if you clear your cookies and click on the Amazon banner to do all of your online shopping, the Popular Outcast Network gets a little cut, which will help everyone on the network. And finally, tell your friends about this podcast. Thanks again for listening, and enjoy the show. What the hell with Nathan Prell? It's only named that because it rhymes. Hello and welcome to What the Hell with Nathan Prell. I'm your host, Nathan Prell. Sorry for the break. I was really busy that week because I went out to California and then had to work like every day after that. Didn't have a lot of time, but I'm back and I got a ton of things to tell you. I think the neighbors are doing like some crazy yard work. It's been going on like all morning, and Razor's barked at it a couple times, so hopefully that subsides. And welcome to the show. So first off, what I've been listening to. For the past, like, 12 hours, I suppose, I've been listening to the new Panic at the Disco album. I have been listening to it, like, all week, really. Like, the past 2 weeks or so. Because they released it on YouTube. They put it all on YouTube. Kind of like what Fall Out Boy did when they put it all on SoundCloud. But SoundCloud was a lot easier than YouTube, because YouTube had ads, which would get annoying. But, so I've been listening to that, and I really enjoy it. It's a lot different than all their other things. But they've been pretty different on every album. So, it's just, you know, it's a trend with them that each album's gonna be something special, you know? And I really like it. My favorite song is Nicotine. It's a fun one. What I've watched, they put season 5 of Parks and Rec on Netflix, so I just, bam, bam, marathoned that in 2 days. I didn't even realize I had watched it all. It just stopped, and I was like, why is this stopped? There's no reason why this should be stopped. But then I watched all the episodes. So I had to set up my DVR to tape it. But I think I missed a couple episodes of the new season, so I'll have to probably download them or something until I get caught up. And then I also watched that Breaking Bad finale. Oh, man. I'm not going to spoil anything, but that was, you know, if you haven't seen it already, then you're a loser. So that was, it's probably the best finale to a show ever. Probably will, you know, set, it's going to set the bar. Nothing's ever going to be better than the ending to that show. Fit it so perfectly. Mm-hmm. So, let me tell you about my trip out to California a couple weeks ago. So I get home from work. I'm like, alright, gonna check my schedule. Because I just went over to Produce, so I don't have quite as many hours. I check my schedule. I've only got 3 days. And my 4 days off are in a row. Like, all week. I'm like, well, kind of a bummer because no hours. But I may take advantage of this and go on a little mini vacation. So I look up, see what comics are going to be at the Meltdown show. And it's supposed to be Chris Hardwick. Chris Hardwick is supposed to be at the Meltdown Show with some other cool people, like Eric Andre and some other people that I didn't know. I have a poster here. Let me see. Eric Andre, Rob Delaney, who had to cancel, Mark Normand, Mick Betancourt, Rhea Butcher, and then Chris Hardwick. So I was like, I'm totally going to California this week. So I buy my ticket, I tell my family, I make my plans, I'm pumped. I go into work on that Sunday, and as soon as I walk in, my old boss is like, hey, you're going to be working in our department on Wednesday. I was like, are you joking? Like, of all the days this week that I would have to work, why would it have to be Wednesday? Wednesday is like the only day that I need to have off so I can go comfortably to California. I was pretty upset, but the presidents of the company and the new CEO were supposed to be coming in, so they needed to look real good. So they wanted me to fix up the department because I'm pretty good, but also because everyone else was busy. So I go in on Wednesday and I get everything done. I go in at 2 o'clock in the morning so I can get out at 10. And as soon as I get home, I pack my stuff and I hit the road. 5 hours out to California. After I was awake at 1 o'clock in the morning, I worked an 8-hour shift. Now I'm just going to go straight onto the road for 5 hours. I almost fell asleep twice, like pretty early on. And it scared me. It scared me a lot. I was like, oh crap, this is not, I don't want to die right now. But once I hit the 210 and was kind of, I was like, I don't know, I guess it would have been like halfway, widened up. I was like, all right, got my second wind. It was going good. But man, I was exhausted when I got to California. So I had lunch with my aunt and uncle, and then headed off to Hollywood. And at this time, I knew what I was doing. Last time I drove around for 2 hours trying to find, you know, somewhere to park, because I have no clue what's going on out there. But this time I knew what I was doing, so I parked, walked on over to Meltdown Comics. I was like 6th in line, so I was feeling pretty cool. There were some interesting people in line. The lady behind me kept talking to her friend about how she owns a horse, but I think she had to give away the horse now. Maybe there was something wrong with it. I don't know. I didn't have all the details, but her entire conversation consisted of how she owns a horse. So, I don't know. And then there was these other people farther behind me who was saying that he's special VIP because they're doing a project or something with the people who run the show or something. So he seemed a little braggy. He seemed a little full of himself. But, and obviously I listened to everybody else's conversations because I was by myself and, I didn't want to actually talk to anybody, because that is a lot of trouble. But so I get in there, and boom, front row. I gotta sit right in the front row. It was amazing. And most of you guys probably have not been to the Meltdown Show, because I'm pretty sure you're either my parents or you live near the Popular Outcasts. So Jonah Ray, Kumail Nanjiani, they have like a theme that they run with. This week's theme was weird parents. So they each told stories about their weird parents. And halfway through the show, they come out and they ask for the audience to say stuff. First, Eric Andre, hilarious. Rhea Butcher, hilarious. her thing was like, because she was a lesbian, so she came out, and she was, I can't even remember the joke. I would completely ruin the joke, so I'm not going to tell it, but because her last name's Butcher, so she would say, I'm Butcher than you. It was pretty funny there. I've ruined it. I'm sorry. You should see her comedy. Pretty good. Pretty good comedy. Eric Andre was crazy. He was knocking over microphone stands, and he purposely tripped and landed on one of the guys in the audience and hugged him, and then kept doing things. He was pretty crazy. He was real funny, but he was just all over the place. And lots of other fun things. Anyway, Kumail and Jonah come back out after the show, and they're asking people the questions. One person says, you know, like, they found their mom's sex toys, and she knew about it, so she just started leaving them out because the secret's already out, you know, no point in hiding them. And one lady told a story about how when she was a kid, she found her mom's crotchless panties, and she told them that they were underwear for the dog. So she put it on her friend's dog because they didn't own a dog. And she got in trouble. And then so they were like, all right, let's take one more story. No one was raising their hand. So I'm like, all right, I'll shoot. I got a story in the same kind of vein of where everyone else is going. So I tell them, you know, this is a story about how my parents are pretty open with me and my sister. My sister works at a pharmacy, and at that pharmacy, the, you know, all the condoms and lube and pregnancy tests and all that stuff, it's all locked up, so you have to ask for them to open it up for you. Well, my parents decided that that's the pharmacy they were going to go to get their stuff while my sister was working there. So my sister had to get the lube and stuff for my parents. So it was super embarrassing. And they're like, what? They're like, of all the places to go, and Jonah was like, well, hold on. Where did this happen? Where are you from? I'm like, Las Vegas. And everyone was like, what? Come on. Of all the places to go in Las Vegas, of all cities. And so Camille was like, all right. But is your mom hot? And I didn't want to be rude to my mom, even though, you know, she wasn't there. But yeah, I would feel bad about it. So I said, you know, well, my mom's beautiful. You know, I would give her a 7. Give her a 7 on the mom scale. And Jonah was like, whoa, man, get out of here. So I, of course, play along. I stand up. I start walking away. He's like, no, you could stay. And then it was fun. I got to talk to Jonah Ray and Kumail Nanjiani and tell a story. And that was a really great time for me. And then the next comic that comes out also picks on me. And because I was wearing a button-up and a vest and a bow tie, because that's what I like to wear. And so he's asking, he was telling a joke about, like, sucking somebody's dick for $1 million. So he points at me, and he's like, how about you? The guy who looks like he just walked away from his ska band. So I was like, oh, all right, that's a fair thing. He's like, I guess some of the Boston's aren't so mighty. And I don't even know who that band is, but I got the joke, and I laughed at it. And he's like, would you do the thing? And yeah, it was a great time. I'm realizing this story probably is not as interesting told from my perspective, because I'm not a very good storyteller, which probably doesn't bode well for the situation that I'm in, you know, having a podcast and talking for a while. But, you know, it's a thing. I'm getting better at it. So, that was my trip to California. Next day, had lunch with my family. Just kind of hung out. I went ice skating. I went ice skating with some of my little second cousins. That was really fun. I haven't been ice skating in years. Last time I went ice skating, my sister fell and sprained her knee or something. Because she's super klutzy. Then I drove home. Had to work the next day. Thus, I did not have time to record an episode. And I apologize for that again. Next, you know, I got a new iPhone. Got an iPhone 5S. It's pretty good. Way better than my 4S that I've been holding. Really light. Pretty strong, you know? I definitely enjoy it. I have fun with the fingerprint thing. I like to show it off to people. Say, hey, look at this. I could do this. And you have to put in a code. And then I laugh at them in their face. But I really like that, so that's something that's new with me. And now I have another story. And this is going to be... Now, I was thinking with this, I was going to bring you guys the first Striking Out with Nathan Perrell. Which I think I still get to bring you that segment, but it's... Originally, it was striking out like a baseball game, because that's bad. But this time, it's like I rolled a strike in bowling, because that's good. So let me lay it down for you. I've been asking my friends to take me out to a bar for months now, like since I turned 21. Because we went to, like, bars, but not, I guess I wanted to go to a club. But all my friends are in relationships, so they don't like to do single things like that. But they finally were like, all right, we'll go. I think because it was actually brought up to the group, and the girls were like, you haven't been? We need to go. And then so all the guys were like, oh, I guess we're going. So this last Saturday, we go to a country western bar called Revolver. So all of the dances are... line dances and stuff, and I have no clue what I'm doing. But we go. We pre-gamed a little bit. I had like a Smirnoff Ice and a shot of Malibu. I'm not a big drinker, but we get there. We all get vodka Red Bulls, which is probably the worst thing to drink. Because Red Bull's just not a good thing to put into your body. But it tasted okay. So I got a little tipsy right off the bat. But so we were watching... We're watching these line dance, because none of us really know what we're doing. And, me and Aubrey kind of go out and try to learn some of the dances a little bit. But, then they do, like, a couple's two-step. So I'm like, oh, okay. So it's not all just line dancing. They got some personal dances in there, too. So I'm like, all right. I'm gonna go ask a girl to dance. So I asked this one girl... I think she was with her mom or something, like her mom and her stepdad, maybe? I don't know. But so, I'm like, that's the girl I'm going to ask. So I walk over, and she was in the middle of a conversation, and I frightened her. She like, screamed. She's like, ah! Anyway, I was like, oh, I apologize for that, but would you want to dance with me? So she's like, yeah, because she said she had just been watching, like, a bunch of scary movies, so she's a little jumpy. But she said, yeah, she'd like to dance with me. So we went out there and told her, I have no idea what I'm doing. So, you know, let's figure this out. So she kind of taught me the basics of a two-step. And I had some fun with her. I'm like, all right, thanks for dancing with me. So she went back to her table, and I went back to my friends. And there was a girl standing next to me. She was real cute. And so I talked to her. I'm like, so do you know these dances? She's like, I know most of them, just not this one. I'm like, all right, cool. So if I see you out there, you'll teach me, right? She's like, yeah, if it's an easy one. So I'm like, all right, cool. But then she went out there with, I'm guessing, her boyfriend, because it was the same guy she was dancing with all night. and they were crazy good. They were amazing at those dances. Like, there was people there who you can tell, they come here a lot. There was this one black guy with a baseball hat. I don't need to give you that detail, but that's how I've been describing it to everybody, because some other people go to Revolver, and apparently he's there all the time because they knew who I was talking about. He would be doing the line dance, and then just boom, push-ups or something. He'd take out his phone and text while still doing the foot movement. This dude was a show-off. So, at one point, Aubrey and Laura went to the bathroom. So, it was just me, Chris, and Jeff standing there. So, I turned to Chris. I'm like, there's these two girls behind us. Let's ask them to dance. And Chris is a way better wingman than Jeff is, because Jeff didn't dance with anybody all night because he's a loser. But so Chris is like, all right. We turned around. He knew exactly which one I was going to pick. So we turned around. We said, hey, do you guys want to dance with us? They're like, yeah. We paired up. I told the girl, you know, I'm just learning tonight, so I don't exactly know what I'm doing. But so she taught me. And she taught me way better than anybody else did, so I actually know how to do the dance now. And, so we're going around the dance thing, you know. I don't remember who asked for names first. It could have been me, could have been her, I don't know, but... So I found out her name, told her my name, kind of joked a little bit, said she lives here, she's been here for 14 years, she's from L.A. I don't know why I said L.A. like that. She's from L.A. I told her, oh, I'm from Palmdale, you know. So we're kind of, you know, get a little some talking. So she was, her friend walked off somewhere after that dance, so she was kind of like standing near us. And then Cotton Eye Joe came on. And she knew that dance. So I'm like, all right, well, you know, teach me how to dance. So she taught me how to do that dance. And she kept laughing at me the whole time. And then we were back standing by the group. And some other guy came up and was talking to her. And I don't know what he was saying. But so she turned to me and said, hey, do you want to learn this dance with me? So I'm like, yeah, I do. So we go out there and learn how to do the line dance that was happening, because we just watched the people next to us and figured it out. She was way better than me. She caught on a lot faster. But, it was really fun. And, here's the kicker thing. I got her number, which was pretty awesome. And let me tell you, she's real pretty. She's got, like, auburn hair, freckles all over the place. She had a real cool sun tattoo on her back. She had some nice legs. She was wearing respectable shorts. Not like Miley Cyrus shorts, you know. But they weren't, you know. She was showing leg, you know. Good shorts. Cowboy boots, because it's a cowboy bar. But she was looking pretty good. So I got her number, and I was like, sweet. And then she was hanging out with her friend for, like, the rest of the night. But that was the first time I'd been to a club, and I danced with three girls that I didn't know. The first girl, her, and then one of Aubrey's old friends showed up there. And apparently she and her friend go all the time, so she taught me how to do... She two-stepped with me and taught me a line dance. Even though all of the line dances, except for Cotton Eye Joe, because that's an easy one, I don't remember how to do any of them. But, so I danced with three girls. It was a good night. Good night. And I told everybody at work about it. And this next Saturday, me, a couple of the girls from work, maybe one of the guys in like a Wall Deli or something, we're gonna take my sister out, because she's never gone, and she's a loser and never goes out anywhere. But so we're gonna take her out for her birthday. because she's turning 26. It's about time she goes to a club. But that's really fun, and I'm definitely going to go more often. But here's the thing that makes it not the bowling striking out and not baseball striking out, because I texted her the next day, and I've been talking to her for a couple days now, and she keeps responding, so I'm obviously doing something right, you know? She's the same age as me. She likes to go hiking and camping. I think I lucked out, guys. Doing pretty good. Hopefully some comes from this. If not, hey, it's been a blast. But I'm pretty excited because it's been a long time since I've had this kind of an exchange with a girl. So you guys, you know, I'll keep you posted. Now, let's finish things up a little bit here. Things I like, concerts. And you know what I'm doing on Friday? Going to the Panic at the Disco concert. Because they're having their album release party / show in their hometown of Las Vegas. And I got tickets months ago to go to this show. I'm so excited. Panic at the Disco is one of my favorite bands. It's going to be exciting. I'm going to tell you guys all about it on the next episode. So, that's about all I've got to say to you guys this week. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Again, I'm sorry that I had to take a break there. I'll get another dad episode out to you guys as soon as I can. With me working days, it's a little bit tougher now because I go into work as he's waking up. But I'll figure it out for you guys. And thanks for listening. And talk to you guys next week. Now leaving popularoutcast.com. It's like the Nerdist, guys. This is the end.